Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
How soon do I start asking you about trades and stuff, Matt?
This is Brewers 360.
My phone's always on.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers hope to get it in today, and with such, could sweep the White Sox. Rainy in Chicago today. 110 is the scheduled first pitch, and Matt Arnold live with us this morning. What do you think, Matt? We getting this one in?
We certainly hope so. It looks like there could be a window here if we push it back maybe a touch, just getting a little feedback here from the White Sox and from MLB, but hopefully we'll be able to squeeze this one in. But, yeah, it's going to be a wet one for sure.
How important is it? Does the league really put an onus on, okay, let's make sure we do everything in our power to get the game in just so you wouldn't have to stop by there in 2 months?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, typically we want to try to do everything we can, especially on a day game. There's a little bit of time to get it in if we can wait. But, you know, there's always those challenges there with trying to reschedule these and making sure it works for our team and the other team as well. So, yeah, I think the league tries to do everything they can to get these games in if it's possible.
Well, and not for nothing, but I'm guessing a few of our guys really want to get home. It's been like right? 2 weeks. I think this is our longest roadie of the season, right, Matt?
Yeah, it's been a long trip for the guys, and certainly, you know, there's some guys on fumes, and we've had a lot of guys that gotten hit by pitches, and, you know, Bryce Harang sick yesterday, so a lot of guys ready to get home for sure.
Matt, can you settle an argument for us? So Vince and I have been arguing about whether or not you guys fly back from Chicago. Vince thinks you guys hop on a Greyhound and take a bus back.
No, it's a nice coach bus.
Well, okay, a nice coach bus.
It's not the one from Major League.
I would assume that you jump on the charter. How do you guys get back home?
Well, I kind of enjoy when you guys argue a little bit, so that's okay with me. No, it's fun for me. No, look, we typically will bus back from Chicago.
Oh.
Because it's less trouble, right?
I mean, by the time you board the bus, you get off the bus, you load the stuff here, you load the stuff there. I mean, like, you're not really saving any time. If you thought it was an advantage to the guys and to the club, you'd fly. But I'm with you. I think it's probably a matter of expediency.
Yeah, no question. I think by the time you load up everything and get to the airport, get on and get home, it's probably just as fast, if not faster, just to get on the bus. And our vice president of team travel, Dan Larea, does a phenomenal job getting us out of that ballpark and home as fast as we can. And so, yeah, that's typically been the way we've gone.
Brewers VP and GM Matt Arnold live with us this morning on Brewers 360. Hey, what do you know about Brandon Woodruff's start up there in Appleton yesterday?
Yeah, it was great. I actually drove up there to see him, and it was awesome. Spent some time with him, and he's doing great. I mean, he was dominating those young guys, and the stuff is continuing to progress back in a great way, and he feels great, and it's just really exciting to see Big Woo back on the mound. And he really wants to help this team. You know, that's the important thing. We don't want him to rush because I know he wants to get back and help us as much as anybody. But, you know, he looked great yesterday. It was really fun to watch him pitch, and you felt great after the game as well. So, yeah, a lot of exciting things to come here from Big Woo.
How important is the results from yesterday versus how he feels the next time around? Is it more of like, okay, how does the recovery look into the next game he pitches?
Yeah, I think that's right. It's never really just about the results. It's always for us, and we want to make sure that he's recovering well. You know, his stuff is progressing the way we want to see it. You know, he's able to post every fifth day. I mean, that's going to be important for us, you know, the rest of the season, because we do have a long season here and a long way to go, and we want him to be a big part of that. So yeah, it's definitely going to be a big part of it is going to be how he recovers and how he feels every time out.
I love that ballpark in the Fox Cities too. Like, if you want a treat, right? When we have these sort of rehab starts or guys coming back, the opportunity to see major leaguers in that yard. I think about the other guys though, Matt. Like, what's that like when you're maybe a teenager still? You're trying to work your way up in the minor leagues, and oh, who are they throwing today? Brandon Woodruff.
Yeah, no, it's you never know what you're going to see on a rehab assignment, and so. you know, a lot of times that's a really good challenge for these guys. And actually, we were talking about it a little bit there yesterday, that some of the young guys that we have in Carolina, Jesus Madé and Luis Peña, Braylon Payne, and us bringing them over to major league camp during spring training, when they go down to the minor leagues, they're saying, hey, like, I felt like I was a big leaguer just a month ago spending time in Arizona with big leaguers, and now they go to the minor leagues and they have that kind of experience. So when they do face somebody like Brandon Woodruff on rehab, it's not a total shock to their system. So, you know, credit to our guys for making sure that we have that type of immersion process with our young players throughout spring training, honestly.
Well, folks haven't been to that. That is just a great experience up there. I don't know if they still call it Fox City Stadium, Matt, but really, really great yard. You're close to everything and guys are loose and it's just really fun experience.
Yeah, no doubt. Their GM, Rob Zurgis, does a phenomenal job, and we've had a great relationship with those guys for so long. It is a great place to watch a game. I would certainly encourage all of our fans to enjoy a game up there for sure.
Do you know, there is another argument that Matt might be able to settle for us.
Okay, this last thing for you, man. Because sometimes we count on you to be the Pat Murphy whisperer for us, because we got Pat on Tuesdays, and I can never tell if he's entertained by us or not. We're not everybody's cup of tea.
But we get, he's so, I love his candor, don't you?
He plays.
You appreciate the honesty that he provides.
So we posed, because it was a thread on the show for the day, Matt, this question that I don't know if it's crossed your social media, maybe your son's, this question of who would win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
So you're going to give you your manager's response to that question.
Who wins in a fight between 100 men and a gorilla? I mean, I don't think there's any question that 100 men. I mean, we might have some casualties, but again, it's I'll never think about this again.
So what do you think, Matt? Was Murph entertained by us or not so? Or he's like, speaking of never again, I never want to call this show again.
Man, that's a tough one. We were actually talking about something similar this spring with our entire research and development team against William Contreras. And I don't, you know, again, that's a tricky one. I would feel really bad for some of our guys in the office, to be honest. Man, I don't like the I got probably 100 guys just being able to surround the gorilla, but it's gonna be a rough afternoon for a lot of those guys.
All right,
that sounds about right.
About what Murph said. Yeah, we're gonna take some casualties. It's not gonna be fun, but we're gonna get that gorilla.
We'll never think about this again.
Brewers Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold with us on Brewers 360. Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
I'll never think about this again. When I hear the guys talking about it.